Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm at the Sea of Galilee. And guess what, Max, where are you?
The Sea of Galilee.
Ha ha! We're both at a hotel on the Sea of Galilee, and Quinn is here with us, and of course, Shelley and some others are with me here who came a few. And if you're reading my blogs, you can see who they are. And we have just been to Migdal Arbel. But I want to give some housekeeping here before we begin. We will, since Brenda's out at Prayer Mountain today with the loyal Prayer Mountain prayers, our prayer will begin at 15 minutes past the hour. That's going to be 15 minutes past noon. Central Time, here in Israel, it's going to be 15 minutes past 8 o'clock. So we'll be back then. Want to get all our time straight. Oh, my goodness, Max. We drove up to Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center. The swimming pool has water in it. They're digging a hole, deep hole, for the biggest building, the main building. We haven't started yet. And they're getting ready for that main building. They said, what do you think? And I went, I cannot even put it in words what I think. And I was looking at our words from the Lord. And I know he said this to Church, Benjamin, and Trump. But I feel like he just says it to me. And this was our afternoon call last week, and it begins with underlined, commit your plans to me, Church, Benjamin and Trump. Well, I'm in that group, that church group, but somehow, you know, Max, we've talked about this before, it can seem like he's just talking to you. Now, I know we prayed about it, I know it's for the whole church, I know it's for Benjamin Netanyahu, I know it's for President Trump. But he said, commit your plans to me, Church, Benjamin, Trump. And then he gave us Psalm 37, 3 through 5, which ends with, commit your way unto the Lord, and he will do it. Then his next statement, set your goals my way. I want to encourage you today that you change nations. And then he gave Proverbs 13, 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when desire is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. Okay, so we bought that property 23 years ago. And I will never tell you that my heart was sick. It wasn't, because he had dropped in me the gift of faith. But there's something about seeing the desire come to life that is a tree of life. When I walk on it, when I'm there, and I'm looking out, from the higher floors, you know, where you can see a more beautiful view than you ever even thought was possible. It is a tree of life. It's like life is in me now. Life is in all of us. We had some people who've been with us from the beginning today. Julie Cerrone is with us, and a dear board member, Carrie Carr, and, of course, Max and Quinn hopped on a little later, but they're totally with us. And they know, those ones, like Julie, and she's been back there from the beginning, 19 years ago, or 23 years ago. And now, all of us, it's like we're rejuvenated today. Now, it's that same way with your own plans. When you see, you begin to see your desire that you've had a long time, something you believe for a long time, come to pass, it's like you're rejuvenated. It's like life is just, goes all through you. And same, after the same statement, he gave Proverbs 16:3, commit your works unto the Lord, and your plans will be established. And then the statement, what happened is gone. Okay, all those years we couldn't get that building permit, that's gone. You can do more for your future in this prayer today with my prophet and friend. Set yourself for And remember, a great future was underlined. Then he gave us Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision and make it plain, that he may run who reads it. Here I am with the project manager, and I had, and he reminded me of it today. I had sent him an email with all the things, beside the plans and everything that we have from the beginning. I wrote down the things that are most important to me. Bless the Lord. Now, I want to read you, if you don't mind, just a little bit more. Here is here's the next statement. Yes, you can achieve your goals. Hold on to me today. Once again, I have your destiny. Great things above all keep me in the center. Choose the right road. Then he gave us three scriptures. Now, this next one is underlined. Make sure your decisions align with my plan for you. The next statement. Trust my directions and make the wise choices. Ask me for help. Next statement. Get my advice today, church, and leave the results up to me. Next statement, underlined. Stand in faith and leave the results to me. Okay, I'm going to have a meeting, I was told today, by Nir Kimki from the firm, the Rave, Yehuda Rave firm, who's heading up all the building, that I'm going to meet with the interior designer and the people who are going to operate it Sunday, and they have some proposals to make to me about some changes. And Nir says to me today, your vision, we're going to hold to your vision. But there are some things that will make it better, but we need you to approve them. So it was just like that was written to me. Make your decisions align with my plan. So I'm going to be praying. Oh, we're busy. We're going. Oh, so wonderful. Things are happening every day. Busy. And marvelous things. But I'm going to find some time to pray, and I'll pray along the way. And then Sunday, I will have heard from the Lord. He said, get my advice and leave the results to me. You know, these are wonderful things we're praying about, praying for those leaders, lifting up those leaders, Benjamin Netanyahu and President Donald Trump and all the cabinet and all the new positions and all the leaders and the new governors and new congresspeople. Oh, Lord, we lift them up. We lift them up, and we know that when we were praying last week, that we were praying for them, that we were praying exactly what you said to pray. But we also, in our own hearts, we see ourselves in there. Everybody on this call has a call. I believe you have a call if you're on this call. Sometimes I can't figure out why everybody doesn't come on this call. And then I think maybe they're not called to the call. Maybe they're not called to this company of prayers. Maybe they're praying with another prayer company. But, oh, I do thank God. Oh, Lord, I do praise you and thank you that I'm called to this one. That I'm called to this one, Lord, where you have unveiled to us the marvelous gift that is tongues with interpretation. So supernatural. And it's so supernatural how you have reached down and gotten that little boy who grew up not far from here, but over in Jordan, and you reached down and got him and you changed him. You changed him so you could use him. You changed him with the blood of the Lamb. You changed him with the Word of God by the power of the Spirit. And really, Lord, you did it to all of us. Every single person on this line and on this call who's here with a good motive. And I trust you are. I trust that you were prepared as you got on this line to pray and you weren't like fussing at somebody or in some other flow. But I trust you were thinking about, I've got an appointment with God. I'm going to be used by God. And he's going to use my tongue. I'm going to give it to him. And by his power, he's going to give utterance to my tongue that will speak his words on the earth. And not only that, he's going to give Max the interpretation by a supernatural way, and we're going to get to hear what God has been using us to pray about. Lord, it literally boggles the mind. Now, we're here in Israel, and as you know exactly where we've been and exactly what we've seen and results of war and ongoing war. We lift up Israel. We lift up that whole situation, that war situation. Help us pray about it today in tongues, Lord. And in the name above every name, we pray for the hostages to be reunited with their families. And Father, in the name above every name, we ask for directions for commanders and soldiers in the field and governors and senators and presidents and kings. And we lift up your people. We lift up your body, Lord, the body of Christ and the individuals in it that you have said, commit your way unto me. Commit your path. Whoever you are out there, Mary, Tom, Ralph, Kevin, Yolanda, whatever your name is, in the name above every name. Oh, Father, direct your people, guide your people in the path of righteousness' sake. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, let us all now on this prayer company just roll it over on the Lord. Oh, that's an easy thing to do, really, Lord, because I have no abilities to take it up. I have no way to make it come to pass. Oh, Father, everything that I see coming out of the ground, it's because you did it. You did it. You did it. You did it. You did it through people. You did it through people right on this line. You did it through the people that we see up there working with their hands. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Libere toi, chante frébaco, manicala. Ajouta, brico de couvre, prétanie, mais quoi? Mijou de gourre cave, de le cobre catalaca, chantore, cabravi, de le copre. Ije menjoa, ma chota de gourge, qui le gondoi, chantiano. Qui le huli toi, chante de gourre cafricto. Kamina kwa la kangangi adoro gojedia tada gobraktia toto kohoshe. Ishi di kuntu shwa tada kohoshongi di kohor kopapi. Mele twa, mele twa, mele twa. Ibi le twa shandoro goho paktia no noti. Haka frahalito, haka frahalangi. Medo brakito lo kobrika tafra kotoho jengi mi kwa.
Ele cabra cofre di ara concendi ana cuore pittata. O citatia. Tele do schwa. E se ne congiuele. A jana caraca di braca la cola campita. Che veli duaccio tutto coro gente che cohora. Cammino qua ti ricohoro con goro cohole capaia na cala cupa. E jato, e jato, e jato. Oh, sambra catito. Sambra catito con brei, le tagliata. E delle gombra fratisco, tonce, di godosta. E se ne metto qua, sciato, lo cotesco, do tambri, quattere. E me nuova fratiato, e te li capra, e se tu cupro. Che frangolo copre che tattigno no coro con papi e je dico Joshua, Joshua, Joshua e che le cohoscia cambricate cohole caffreddia no coro cotoschi a je dico colle a baccangra che tasca tobrico to cotontere cotobre che te blattita capitan, capitan mandoro cotefre betua. E se non è un nome, quello con d'Africa, con Tosca d'Africa, con Conce. E lì che tua, la proteggiando. Capi qua tu, te, le vele bocciuagne, ne corro con Tanni, ne corro con Tosca d'Ibra. E ve li do sciuattoro con brecate la caia na conde, le con brecate caprandie, le con giandie, le con tu copregdia la copregdia. E je dico tua, e je ne coto sciacchio, cambri coto coho le cavretti. E je dico tua sciotto, to coho gentiene, coro batito, to coho gentiete. Ma le coprete, te coho la caprala, caprandie, le coto gentiete. Dico delle quavreti e ne corra battesca, tance di cotosca. E li do sciua, non te le codebre, cazzo te comprebre. E ve li do sciua, te lo compre che te la con cacca, e io ne corra con te le capra. E sciatto, e sciatto. Che ve li do sciua, ve li con cara cattegna, ne corra cattibro. E ve le do sciua, te lo compre che te con le capranghe, ne cotoro cotosche. E che le hita, e che le cacai. Pasqua te te con gette per tua, e ce ne cangaia. E bella tora, e bella tora, e bella tora. Ascio tutto con bue freddascio un toro con prattare con la canca. E le con le cavrone le compre tu sciuatata con scelte le comprate a bacio di ma qua e sciò di ma cacaia. Che te le cacaia. Canca la helitecchia. Oh breta. Breta, 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 breta. Alla vratosha te li atta. A kamana kohole kata. E je di kokora manakara kata nyunu kora katipra. Kajo tora vai de kota. Kabe kale kohole. Kabe kahale kora mai. Kole kabra kale konye de kwa. Bayo tobe, bayo tobe. Bijwa chenu kora katito. Che me ne qua topre, catacaianta, mangora, mangora, matito, bitwa, bitwa, bitone ne qua. E se ti ne cambra a capo, ma si te la calai, manto no cora patito. Mi colloco brehe le cambra cora manacca. Mi ne copre che dopo per Catania ne corre cotosche di braccia. E che le copre che le donne le cosciente va, fra che tu non copre cotonce di cotosche di braccia. E se ne maciuasco tu ripete lo corre con braccia di ricahai.
Spiritu Shua, Spiritu Shua, Kali Varadonia, Nikwaga la Cabracia, Nishete Kala Manoquelia, Cabracote Beletonia, Nikwale Cotocojete, Pitwa, Pitwa Halai, Pitwa Halai Copa, Pitwa Takahora Patita, non compre che te caffa. Ishandoro gombora trete le cocoscette le cotori sancia. Casciotea. Magna le cuore cavito una coprica de palai. Ma te cuore con pepe le tagna una cora una niente. E gebra tua scette le cocora cappaglia tonne ne qua. E che le cocora canzione non ogni anno qua tito to cocora cappapti. Scendo corocotò e sanciò te le quara catania ne corocotò e te le quattiatto. E che le covrete di cuore campetti o non cora battati con la gente ne corocotò e con papi. O fare, o sabotegne, o sabotegne via. E che le comprete ne corocotò gaga. E le vrò due sfacce, hanno cuore cotonce, ne cotò scottobri, che te cotò zappa. E s'antoro me ne caia, ne cotò la cabracchia, ne cotangio, ne contondo, ne contosche. E le due sfacce, hanno cuore be di capra, che le compracchia fra di esse. E se le compracchia, ne contono, compre, breg, giova. E se le cotore che le cavo, te le cocciando le codosi che le avrebbe tua. E se le manua, me se le cuore balito, che la capracchiano. E belle tua, e belle tua, e belle tua. Capina ancora capra catisca. Capina ognuno cohoro capito. E belle due sua dasca danze le codosi a ciotto. Kafrika le kohole ke, kafrika le kohole kampi, danyo no koro belyata, 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 migwa hanye ngele dushkwa, tale kobre pradiyando lo koro katishka. Kabitai, kabitai, kabitai. Kabitai frando, kabitai frati lo tanje, je dis qu'on voit, bradigo, dans le jour de juin, le couvre à calé compre, bredouche, quoi, chaque tombe, quatre carailles. Que pato, peta, patigno, ne calito, ne calaille. Pitoi neo franguerta, gamino coiffre au diache, godo jouetonio, e je dis qu'au prof fracatito le gocce de gocce le tonne ne go e chatto macchito e chatto macchito traffico de coco le campatti e chanto le coco fracatito le brette frania ne go romanai e ne go presche de go dohi chantiato da go le tempre catai e ne go tocca. Oh, mina kwai, mina kwai. Egele hitor manneka. Egele kobre kete ke frakya no kora kandish kodon chea di atubre kalaka fito. Ishendo kumpra, ishendo kwa katolika prakya no kota le ka frakya. Iminu kuaru kogli ata jom tembre metua. Mi sa ancora patianto, do gohole compracchia, na condionto, do condionto, certo. Che gira cabracchia, ha la cangara cadace, anche. E si di gohole cotosche. Cabracchia delle compre, patianto, do gohole sciacciacco. Che vuole ha la caia, na cattacaha. Che bella tua gente, prete con te.
Guéris-les, toi, ma chanté de Gorolala. Quand tu gobrabradies, godonche de godonche de brabarakayana, porokode de cabrakale campagne, de corocodole campagne cantiana. Oh, Father, si brutto, fraquito. J'ai des kahalai, et des kahalai là. Mais toi, chatora couprebre, j'ai des condoro condapre, que te corrole capra. Et que la kahala kahara kanya la cotonpre, et j'ai des cotori batele compre, que te corrole capra. J'ai des cotois, j'ai des kahalai. Et des ganga, e di ganga macco ma sottebre frezzagne lo curlambi che vero dosi avra cagne ne curro con babi e di godabri che le curle che menie ne curlo con brandi hanno lo cosche de bratisco to cianio ne cora che vile do bratti hanno curro con davi ma ne cototi hanno cosche e di godabra. Pili duhushwa, pili duhushwa. Oh, balatita, oh, balatita. Kashana korbelian to tatakasha. Kibili dvasho tabri kotaka la kampebeliata. Nevele dujwa dero gombraka tele kovrega leko pampi deko toche deko toshke te vangye. E je le quartito, cabra cadaiana campi, todo cuchete. E vili do juato, logo do rejecte da cotopre, cata cafracia. E menequatiana na nambre, cata cotopre, cata cata ache. Misha to taba catache. E que le cobrevre do agete, le compra a britânia no corpatito. Agala gonfrende ne corco d'origine ne condosca d'Africa tae. I capellatonie ne qua, se le gongambrete, i gele gombrete, beke, planto, angi, laci, naco, abi. Piso tora, piso tora, piso tora. Kevele doshwa, anie ne corco dele beka la cae. Gavitonie neve kalakai. Gabrandio nanako brevre de shando to kopi katakalaka. Tendoro goho shekia de goho shantia de goho oche de katashba. Oh, Father. Isandolo go brevre. Isandolo complicatai. Isambrikotolo go bremani. Cavra doce vai della compratia ne con di occhio da covrandia. E si de coro sciacca, da coro sciacca. Mettora, mettora, mettora. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise the name of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord, O Most High. For you are great and greatly to be praised. O our Father, we do aim to commit our ways unto you and follow you the rest of the way until Jesus comes and fulfill your will, do your bidding, share your love, your light with others. We thank you for helping us do that, and we thank you for helping us to pray together. We just praise you, praise you, praise you, and give you glory, both now and evermore. Hallelujah. You know, Max drove over here today. He doesn't live far away, but it's another whole country over there, and he has to pass a border. Couldn't get back home tonight, so he stayed with us here in Quinn. We lift up Quinn. She had an eye surgery. And Father, we just thank you in the name above every name
for making that surgery, making her healing from that surgery fast, so fast, faster than they ever could imagine. And her eyesight and all about her eyes to be as you made them, in the name above every name. Brother Max, are you ready?
Yes, praise the Lord. You know, I'm sitting here and the door is open. I don't know what mountain is this. Is this like something to do with the mountain of the dove? Or Guy would have told me. But it just, I was, before the prayer call, I was talking to Quinn. I said, I wonder if Jesus went up and down this mountain.
That's what I'm
praise
thinking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking out here as I pray, and I thought, Jesus prayed from here. He prayed from here. Right from here. In the mountains, he said he went apart to a mountain to pray. Which mountain, I wonder? The sea is here. We know he calmed and did miracles all around here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. And, of course, we're all one company, and we're all praying for, I don't know, multiple reasons, whatever, on everybody's heart, everybody's tongue, everybody's mind,
plan.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the plan. It's going to come out with the interpretation. So, there we go.
Absolutely. How did the Lord use us today, Brother Max?
Well, the Lord started with Psalm 43, and I don't see anything
Psalm,
beyond that. Psalm 43.
The entire Psalm.
The entire Psalm. Psalm 43.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say this. I hope Kathy and Margaret are writing down because Quint is not typing because of her eyes. So,
mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We need the notes to be sent. Okay, praise the Lord. Psalm 43. Next line is, or next statement is underlined. Your strength come from me. You are in my land.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And this is, it's all underlined. Your strength come from me. You are in my land.
Oh, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Your strength come from me. You are in my land. And this is for all of us because we are praying together.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next statement is Exodus, the book of Exodus 15:1-5, verse 2. Exodus 15:2. And one of my favorite verses, Luke 1:37. Luke 1:37.
Mm-hmm.
Next statement. Strength. Oh, twice. Strength is not your own. Doing. Strength is not your own doing. It was weakness or weaknesses that allowed me strengthen you. Okay. Well, thank you, Lord. That makes sense. It's not over yet. I'll start all over again. This is a really long statement. Strength is not your own doing. It was weakness. Is it when it has two S's in the end, weakness or weaknesses?
Is it?
Weakness, right?
Spell it.
Weakness. W-E-A, okay, weakness.
Okay. It's W-E-A-K-N-E-S-S, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It was your weakness.
Weakness. It was weak. Okay, I'll read it all over again. I apologize.
Oh, it was weakness. Okay.
Strength. Okay. Strength is not your own doing. It was weakness that allowed me strengthen you. Oh, spiritual strength from me in prayer with my prophet and friend. From
okay.
My, I'm sorry, go ahead. From my land church, I'll read it again.
Back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got to slow down here. You know me, I get excited to read those verses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, all right. Strength is not your own doing. It was weakness that allowed me strengthen you. Spiritual, spiritual, strength from me in prayer with my prophet and friend from my land church. That's the whole statement. So should I move on or read it again?
Let me read it back to you and see if I've got it right.
Okay.
Strength. And I wanted to say something. In Hebrew, if you want to say strength to the utmost, you say strength. If you want to say peace to the utmost, you say shalom. If you want to say every day, you say yom, the word for day twice. So he's talking here about ultimate strength. Strength is not your own doing. It was weakness that allowed me strengthen you. Spiritual strength from me in prayer with my prophet and friend from my land church.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Psalm 18, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 18, 1-8, verses 1 through 3. Next statement. Do not fear. Be strong today, for I am with you. And you are to go. Read it again. Do not fear. Be strong today. For I am with you. Be strong, yes. Be strong today.
I thought you said confident.
No. If I did, I don't really remember.
All right.
I'll read it again.
Can you start over, please?
Yes. Do not fear. Be strong today. For I am with you and you are to go. That is the statement. Do not fear. Be strong today. For I am with you and you are to go.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody have to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next statement is another psalm. Psalm 31:31, verse 24. Psalm 31:24. Next statement is Habakkuk 3:19. Habakkuk 3:19-1:9. Next statement. This one is underlined. All of it underlined. You are to stand against the devil and his force in every place. Now, be united. All right, I'll read it again.
Just a minute.
You are, okay. I was going to read it again slowly too, so.
Okay.
I'll let you catch up.
All right, okay. Go ahead, please.
Okay. You are to stand against the devil and his force in every place. Now be united. That's the statement, and it's all underlined. You are to stand against the devil. Yeah, it's all underlined. You are to stand against the devil and his force in every place. Now be united. All right. I believe you have that down, Miss Willie?
Yes.
Next,
I think we got that one.
Next okay. Next statement is 2 Corinthians 12, verses 8 through 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 10. All right. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. Next statement. Have courage, and they will flee. Have courage, and they will flee. You just believe. Not to listen to what they said. S-A-I-D. Okay. Have courage, and they will flee. You just believe, not to listen. Not to listen to what they said. That is the statement. Have courage, and they will flee. You just believe, not to listen to what they say, to what they said. Okay. Next statement is Matthew, scripture here, Matthew 10, verses 16, 1-6 through 20, 2-0. Matthew 10, verses 16 through 20. Next statement. You shall not be shaken. Put your trust in me. I am your God and Jesus, who is with you. Who is with you, Israel, Church, Trump. I wonder if this is about the government. Well, I'm not going to go there. Praise the Lord. So Matthew 10:16 through 20, and the next statement read like this. You shall not be shaken. Put your trust in me. I am your God and Jesus, who is with you, Israel, Church, Trump. And If I did not say it's underlined, I apologize. It's all underlined. From you shall not be shaken. Yep. All the way to the end, Israel Church Trump. So the statement was underlined. Romans 15, 1-5. Romans 15, 13, 1-3. Romans 15, 13. 1 Chronicles 4, 10, verse 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Next statement. It's probably a little long too. Starts like this. My words, with an S, my words can give you the strength. My words can give you the strength to overcome all, A-L-L, to overcome all challenges.
All what?
Challenges.
Challenge.
What challenge? Well, it's challenges, yeah. E-S and N. Okay, all challenges. So believe in your abilities. Believe in your abilities and in me this morning.
And what? Believe
and
in your
in
abilities.
Me.
And in what?
And in me. And in me.
In me.
This morning. So he's talking to people in the U.S. because it's afternoon here.
Yeah.
Or all of us. I don't know. it's after.
I think it's because the base is there.
Okay.
I think that's why
Praise the Lord.
Like that. He knows it goes all over the world, but
praise the Lord.
The base is there. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read the statement again, make sure everybody wrote it down. My words can give you the strength to overcome all challenges. So believe in your abilities and in me this morning. That is the statement.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. Our statement is Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 16, 1-6. Matthew 5, 16. 2 Timothy 4, 7.
2 Timothy 4, 7?
Correct. Second Timothy 4:7. Yeah. Then the Lord gave us Romans 12, verse 3. Romans 12, 3.
Romans 12, 3. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next statement is underlined. It's really short. My love to you all. That's the statement. And it's underlined. My love to you all. My love to you all. I just love it when he tells us that he loves us.
Uh-huh.
Of course he does.
Mm-hmm.
My love to you all. It just, you know, God is so good. It doesn't matter what we think, how we think, who we, you know what. He said, I love you. I love you all. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Next statement. Oh, you finished the race. You finished the race.
E-D? R-A-C.
E-D, yes. You finished, E-D. You finished the race. R-A-C-E. And you are to keep going. No more weakness. No more fear. You have my power. Wow. All right, I'll read it again. You finished the race, and you are to keep going. No more weakness. No more fear. You have my power. That is the statement. You finished the race, and you are to keep going. No more weakness, no more fear. You have my power. Praise the Lord. Next statement or scripture is 1 Corinthians 2, verses 3 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. John 15, 1, 5. John chapter 15, verse 9. John 15, 9. Then he gave us Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 31, 3, 1, verse 6. Deuteronomy 31, 6. Deuteronomy 31, 3, 1, verse 6. Stand firm. I have answered you. That's the statement.
What were the first words?
Stand firm. Stand firm. I have answered you. Stand firm. I have answered you. Oh, did I say this one underlined? Maybe I didn't.
I didn't catch it.
Okay, so stand firm. I have answered you is underlined.
Okay.
Moving along here. Psalm 119, verse 30. Psalm 119:30. Psalm 119:30. Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 36. 36. Mark 5, 36. Next statement. This one is underlined. It's a really short statement, powerful short statement. Pray and ask, claim, C-L-A-I-M, all. Pray and ask, claim all. And it's underlined. Pray and ask, claim all. Matthew, pray and ask, claim all is underlined. If I didn't say that, I know sometimes I just don't remember until I need some time here. Pray and ask, claim all is underlined. Next statement is Matthew 21:22. Matthew 21:22. Mark 11:24. This is also one of my favorite scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 11:24.
I imagine just about everybody knows that one.
Yeah. But they have to tell us. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 11:24. Next statement. Your hope and faith, I am your Savior. Yeah, that's the statement. Your hope and faith, I am your Savior. Your hope and faith, I am your Savior. Next statement. This one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. You have my glory. You have my glory. Look for the blessed hope of my great power with you. The soul statement is underlined. I'll read it again. You have my glory. Look for the blessed hope of my great power with you. You have my glory. Look for the blessed hope of my great power with you. That's the statement. Next statement. The book of Titus 1, verse 2. Titus 1, chapter 1, verse 2. Galatians with a G. Galatians with a G, 2, verse 20. Galatians 2, 20. Next statement. Come to me and believe in me. See my strength today. You have my strength, children. Oh, yeah, that's it. This is the statement. I'll read it again. Come to me and believe in me. See my strength today. You have my strength, children. Come to me and believe in me. See my strength today. You have my strength, children. Next statement is Romans 12:3. I don't know if he just gave this one to us or not.
He did.
He did. He did? That's what I thought. I thought I'm on the other page. Okay. All right. So Romans 12:3 again.
Double emphasis.
So Romans 12:3. Next statement, love, starts like this. Love, hope, and faith. You have heard me. Yeah, that's the statement. Love, hope, and faith. You have heard me. He's telling us that we heard him. Love, hope, and faith, you have heard me. Next statement. So, love, hope, and faith, you have heard me. 1 Timothy 6:11. 1 Timothy 6:11. Next statement. I made my promise and it is by faith. Yeah, that's the statement. I made my promise and it is by faith. I made my promise and it is by faith. Then he gave us John 20, verse 29. John 20, 29. Next statement, I am your God and Jesus. Wow. That's the statement. I am your God and Jesus. Hmm. Praise the Lord. This statement is underlined, the one I'm going to read. So it's all underlined. And read like this. I am with you, and I will never leave you. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not forever. If you pray. Wow. And it's all underlined. I'll read it again. I am with you, and I will never leave you. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not forever. If you pray. Here's the key in the end, if you pray.
Uh-huh.
I am with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I am with you.
Go ahead.
I was going to read the statement again.
Is it underlined?
Yeah, it is underlined. All of it, yes.
The beginning. Beginning where?
I am with you.
Okay.
All of it, underlined. I am with you, and I will never leave you. Not today, not tomorrow, not forever. If you pray. What a promise.
Oh,
what a promise.
And the key to it is you stay in fellowship with him, you know.
Yes, yeah.
Keep in contact. Mm-hmm.
All right. And the signature, as we call it, which is another line, trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
So the last statement, trust in me. There you have it, Miss Billy, and everybody, all the prayers.
How wonderful, how wonderful. And, you know, I tell you, I'm going, just going every day and walking and climbing and moving. And yesterday we did a lot of walking. There was a man with us. You'll see him on the blog I wrote yesterday, Yossi. And he's probably 20 years younger than me. And he said, he's a religious man. And he said, I want you to bless me. That when they believe a lot in blessings, Jews do. And he said, I want to be able to be strong like you are when I'm your age. So I'm telling you, God is just strengthening me. He just is. That's all there is to it.
Amen.
And it just means a lot to me to hear him talk so much about it is coming from him. Bless the Lord.
Well, I mean, today in McDowell, in the building, you're going up the stairs, down the stairs, and there's some stairs. There's no light.
There's some stairs. There's no stairs.
Max had to
lift me. it was a big, there was no step. It was a high space you had to.
It was high for me, and I'm 6 feet tall. And yeah, I help you. I just put my arm under your arm, under your arms,
and away we went.
Under your armpits, and the way you went. Here's Miss Billy. Flying up.
I'm just amazed each night when we come in. I'm just amazed that I went. I'm not. You're ready for bed, and you're ready to write your blog and go to bed, whatever. But you're not spent. You're not exhausted. So I know. I know it's supernatural. I know it's supernatural. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Okay. King James says, "Judge me, O God." But the other translations say, vindicate me. The Amplified says, judge and vindicate me, O God. And defend my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. You are the God of my strength, in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Now that was reading you from the ESV, but I like it better because it doesn't really give you the last few lines are marvelous verses. King James says, I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. The New American Standard says, hope in God, for I shall again praise him, the help of my countenance. And it is also said, countenance. Your countenance, the way your face looks. He is the one who makes your face look, your F-A-C-E, your face, your countenance, who lifts up your countenance. Praise the Lord. Shelley, my daughter, she has a whole little sermon on this, but praise the Lord. He's the light of your countenance, the health of your countenance. Strength, strength. Underline.
Your strength.
Your strength comes from me. You are in my land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Luke 1:37. For nothing shall be impossible to God or with God. King James says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Hallelujah. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Strength is not your own doing. It was weakness that allowed me strengthen you. Spiritual strength from me in prayer with my prophet and friend from my land, church. Psalm 18:1-3. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock, in whom I take refuge. My shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. And I am saved from my enemies. Hallelujah. What encouraging scriptures. Do not fear. Be strong today, for I am with you, and you are to go. Psalm 31:24. I have to do something here. I hit the wrong key. Psalm 31:24. Be strong. And let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Habakkuk 3:19. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk upon high places. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To the choir master with stringed instruments. This was a song. Now, this is underlined. You are to stand against the devil and his force in every place now. Be united. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 12. Three times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distress, with persecutions and difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I have become foolish. You yourselves compelled me. Actually, I should have been commended by you, for in no respect was I inferior to the most eminent apostles, even though I am a nobody. The signs of a true apostle were performed among you with all perseverance by signs and wonders and miracles. Hallelujah. Have courage and they will flee. You just believe, not to listen to what they said. Matthew 10. 16 through 20. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will even be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a testimony to them and to the nations, or Gentiles. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how or what you are to say, for it will be given you in that hour what you are to say. For it is not you who speak, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Next, underlined. You shall not be shaken. Put your trust in me. I am your God and Jesus, who is with you, Israel, Church, Trump. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Chronicles 4:10. Let me see what I did here. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. That's the prayer of Jabez. Okay. My words can give you the strength to overcome all challenges. So believe in your abilities and in me this morning. Matthew 5. 16. In the same way, let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good faith. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Romans 12:3. Therefore, through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each the measure of faith. Okay. And the next line is underlined. My love to you all. You have finished the race and you are to keep going. No more weaknesses or weakness, no more weakness, no more fear. You have my power. 1 Corinthians 2, 3 through 5. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. John 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you. He will not fail you or forsake you. And this is underlined. Stand firm. I have answered you. Psalm 119:30. I have chosen the way of faithfulness, or the faithful way. I have placed your ordinances before me. King James says, truth. I have chosen the way of truth, but it actually is the word for faithfulness, or the faithful way. I set your ordinances before me.
I don't know, Mr. I'm thinking about the statement before that with the scripture here.
Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 31:6.
No, the statement after the Deuteronomy. Stand firm, I have answered you. Yeah,
stand
the statement.
Firm, I have answered you.
And then he gave us Psalm 119:30. I don't know, this is just me, because it's really...
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Well,
praise the Lord.
I can see messages in that to all of us.
Yeah.
I surely can. Mm-hmm. I surely can.
Yes, exactly.
Next, I think this is powerful too. And it's underlined. Pray and ask, claim all. You know, I'm thinking about that project over there today. It's in the millions, big millions. And when that came, I thought, he's just asking me to claim it all. I don't even know how much it's going to cost because, as I told you today, they want to make some changes to improve it, make it bigger, make the prayer tower bigger. And that's going to cost. I'll find out Sunday how much. But, you know, I'm not even going to blink at whatever it is. Whatever it is, I'm just going to claim all. I'm not doing this anyway. Praise the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
No. and you, in your life, we cooperate with him, of course, and we do what he says. But we depend upon him for our very breath. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mark 5:36. But Jesus, overhearing what was being said to the synagogue official, be not afraid, only believe. believe. King James, of course, this is Jairus, and his little daughter was lying at the point of death. Somebody came and delayed Jesus. And then some people came and said, well, she's already dead. Don't trouble the master. And here's what Jesus said. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Hallelujah. So I'm going to remember this when I go Sunday and I'll find out more of what all of it's going to cost, the total. I'm not going to be afraid. I don't care what they say. I don't care if they say a billion, which they won't. I'm just going to be not afraid and only believe. He gave me the gift of faith for this, and it operates. Mark 5:36 we read, and then we read pray and ask, claim all. And now we're going to read Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive. Woo! He told us to claim it. That's what we do, folks. Whatever it is for you. Here's your word from the Lord right here. There's my word from the Lord right here. Mark 11:24. Oh, yes, and this is so important. If you want your faith to work, I tell you, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. King James, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Praise the Lord. Your hope and faith. I am your Savior. You, and this part begins to be underlined. You have my glory. Look for the blessed hope of my great power with you. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. Hallelujah. Before the ages began. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Come to me and believe in me. See my strength today. You have my strength, children. And here it is again, Romans 12:3. King James, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Love, hope, and faith. You have heard me. 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I made my promise, and it is by faith. John 20:29. Jesus said, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." He's talking to Thomas there, but he's also talking to you and me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet we believed. It's by faith. It's not by seeing. It's by faith. I am your God and Jesus. And then underlined, I am with you and I will never leave you. Not today, not tomorrow, not forever. If you pray, trust in me. Shalom, shalom. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Glory to God. So, Brother Max, I'll just tell you this, and Quinn, we're here in the hotel, and they're going to open the supper here in the hotel. There will be a supper at 6 o'clock, so we can go down and eat, and then we'll come back. It's on the second floor. How'd y'all like all of that little details? And for everybody, we'll meet again at 15 minutes past the hour, 12 o'clock noon there in Branson, and you folks are going out to the mountain with Brenda. I'll turn on my laptop and look at your happy faces, faithful faces. Okay, shalom, shalom. Until the next
time. Shalom, shalom.